Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Talking about self-control today. See, self-control is an outcome of your relationship with God. It's not, I have self-effort and I'm going to grit my teeth and get this done. No, it just starts to flow naturally. You flow naturally and give God people grace and mercy because you've been in relationship with God. And He's on the mission with you and helping you how to respond. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You're listening to the Holy Spirit. He's helping you live life. He's guiding you through life because you're listening. Let's get started because I'll just carry on up here. Oh, man, I'm excited. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Notice it says endeavoring. There has to be effort, content. You have to keep doing this. You have to stay in there. You have to stay in the church, stay connected to the body. And the development takes in you, and the result is peace. And that peace that we're talking about in that vision is from protect you from all enemy invasion. When you got peace in your heart, you got some real protection. And that don't come from the world. Jesus said, in me you'll have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. He's overcome it. On your mission with you, He's helping you overcome it. Are you getting this? Gosh, why is this so exciting? I tell you what, I just can't help myself today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. So the idea is, it's the fruit of the Spirit. So that's what the Holy Spirit he's talking about. Holy. And when you're born again, now you're in position to produce this fruit. Not plural, not fruits, fruit. It's God, the Holy Spirit. See that? It's fruit. It's outcome of you being in relationship with God. Not religion. God wants you to do His will. You see that? And that's what He's after. When we fulfill His will, we are fulfilled in life. There's fulfillment in life. Life makes sense. You're becoming the best version He created you to be. And when you become you, you're full of joy. You can't help but be happy. Because, man, everywhere you go, you're just taking you everywhere. The truth sets you free. Free to do what? Free to be me. You see that? And that's what we're talking about today. Freedom. Now, wait, we got a little lesson here. Dom, D-O-M, you break this word down, means dominion. Dominion. So when you're free, truly, you are ruling and reigning in life. You see that? That's what it means. You're free to rule and reign in life. Only Jesus can set you free. We're going to look at this. We've been talking about self-control, and it's such a big deal because when you understand this, and you understand that you're not designed by God to be controlled by some substance, or that's why when you're in control and you're freedom, you're dominating and you're dominion, it's never over people. When you're free, You're controlling what's going on inside. You see that? And you're under the control of the Holy Spirit. You see that? And here's what happens. The more of that you get, it's like, well, this used to be, you know, used to have you a joint. This don't belong to me. This isn't part of my life. I don't want this in my life. This doesn't belong to me. This is not a part of who I am. And God will set you free of that. Well, this, I need a 12-pack. No, you don't. This doesn't belong to me. I don't need that in my life. Because freedom is in your relationship with Him. And when you taste that, you don't want that anymore. Pornography, you don't want that anymore. You don't want to jump in bed with anything because you're free to be who God created you to be. Am I making sense? Give me Romans 5:17 real quick. This is huge. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, this is when Adam and Eve fell. Eve was deceived, remember? The woman was deceived. And she, with her words, caused Adam to fall in sin. Eve was deceived, not Adam. Eve. She used her words to cause Adam to fall. Because man has verbal needs. He's been created with verbal needs, human needs. That's why God said it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. Well, I always thought, well, he's not alone. God's with him. No, God was spirit. He's talking about human man. Well, not good for human man to be alone. I need to create a woman to meet his needs. See that? Then he created a woman out of Adam's rib. And Adam woke up one day and there's a woman. Adam looked over and said, "Whoa, man, look what the Lord has done." No, he didn't say. But now look, pay attention to what I'm saying. You paying attention? It said woman. He created a woman. And then woman did this. Woman did that. That's how the devil could come in and deceive the woman. She didn't have her identity yet. She wasn't given a name. Did you get that? That's why he couldn't come in and deceive Adam. Because Adam already had his identity. Are you catching this? Everything is your identity. And God is trying to get you to understand who you are. And he's your creator. He's your source. When you understand who you are, life makes sense. You start enjoying life. And you want to help people. Your children will want what you have. Because you're submitting. You're under submission. And you're submitting to God when you submit to your boss, you submit to your spouse, you submit to others, you submit to people in the church. You're submitting to God. Now you can do commission. Are you catching this today? You can rule and reign in life. Now catch this. For if by one man's offense, that's when Adam and Eve fell in sin, she talked him into it. And I'm not blaming her, but he did. Remember, this woman you gave me. This woman you gave me, well, this is why this all happened. This woman you gave me. No. See, man needs to stand up and take his position. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one. You see that? You will reign in life when you understand your righteousness. You see that? You reign. And we can reign. And it takes time. We grow. And the problems in the world don't have us. We're overcomers. That's what the Bible teaches. You're overcomers. You're overcoming those problems because you're reigning in life. Now you know that makes sense. Now watch. We're going to go to Acts chapter 13. And I want you to pay attention. Remember, if you don't pay attention, it's going to cost you more than you can afford later. Now, this Paul is talking about the prophets This is significant. I'm telling you. We're not supposed to be bound. We're supposed to be free. Now look. So Paul's saying this. He says, beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Now look. Give me the next one. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. Talking about the gospel, but he's also talking about what I'm getting ready to show you. Paying attention? Go with me to Habakkuk 1:5. Look what he says. Look among the nations. Watch. The word watch means be sober. Watch. Be utterly astounded, for I will work. Paul was repeating what this prophet said. I will work a work in your days which you would not believe, though it were told you. Now I'm getting ready to show you what he was talking about. Now this is what Paul was talking about in Acts. For indeed, I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation which marches through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. To possess dwelling places that are not theirs. Chaldeans. Chaldeans were a people that would destroy God's people. They were trained to do that. Are you listening to me? Now, give me the next one. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity proceed from themselves. They're full of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than leopards and more fierce than evening wolves. Their chargers charge ahead. Their cavalry comes from afar. They fly as the eagle that hastens to eat. I want you to pay attention. Here's the thing. The Chaldeans were destroyed in 539 BC, before Christ. This is history. This is not a fairy tale. This is history. 539 BC. Well, why is Paul talking about them here in Acts? He's talking about the spirit of the Chaldeans. That's what he's talking about. It's still active today. Are you listening to me? He talks about it in Jeremiah 50 and 51, chapter 50 and 51. Paul was exhorting us to beware, lest what was spoken of the prophets come upon you, meaning the spirit of the Chaldeans, demon spirits. They are coming against God's people today to get you away from the will of God and out of the will of God. It talks about, or 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, but now the Holy Spirit expresses some will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies of hypocrisy. Now think about this. That's the Chaldeans are behind that. Now look. They are trying to possess dwelling places. Remember? They take dwelling places that don't belong to them. That's what they're doing. They're trying to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Ephesians 4:27 says, give no place to the devil. None. They're thieves. They steal from you. Satan is in charge. He's the chief commander. He's got an army working for him under the spirit of the Chaldeans. Now look, Satan is not omnipresent. He can't be. Omni means all. He can't be everywhere at all times. He's not omniscient. He's not all-knowing. He can't be all-knowing because he's not God. So he can't be everywhere. He can only be one place at one time, Satan. But he has spirits assigned come after you. And that's, if you're seeking God and you're pursuing God, they're coming after you. Here's the good news. You have nothing to be afraid of. Remember, we talked about fear. We talked about security. Our security is in God. See that? When you have the fear of the Lord, you have security. The fear of man brings a snare, but they that trust in the Lord will be secure. Proverbs 29:25. Now watch this. Give me Luke chapter 13. This is a good depiction of what I'm talking about. Now he was teaching. Who? Jesus. See, this is teaching is significant. It says that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Teaching is an important part of the church. That's why if your church is not teaching you, you need to get out of there. You need to get in a Bible-believing church that's teaching you the Bible, rightly dividing God's word for you and your family, and to pull the highest version of you to the place that God created you for. We need to be under God's teaching. Amen? Teaching instructs, preaching inspires. You see that? We need both. Now look, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Now look, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. She was coming in like under an infirmity. That's a spirit. You see that? Now look, 18 years like that. You can be bound for years. You can be bound your whole life. You're not supposed to be bound by anything. Anything. You're supposed to be free, right? Now look. And was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. She couldn't take care of herself. She couldn't do this herself. Now give me the next one. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." You are loosed from your infirmity. He spoke his word to her. The revelation of that word, she got it. And when she got that revelation, the healing followed the revelation. Now look at the next one. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Don't you like that? How many of us come in here crooked? And God's Holy Spirit spoke his word over you. Oh. And you straighten up. Oh, yeah. You straighten up. Now watch this. When you straighten up, isn't this something? When you straighten up, people start wondering, well, what's wrong with you going to that church? You don't want that weed anymore. You don't want that alcohol. You don't want that pornography. You straight. Things are changing. Hallelujah. Well, what are you doing in that church all the time? Is that all you want to do? And you're doing well. You're trying to steward your life in a way that's honoring God. Right. You're really becoming you. Yeah. You see that? Now look. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Don't you like that? That's what God does. He speaks his word over you prophetically and redeems your life. He's calling you. I press on toward the goal for the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. For the prize of the upward call. The prize is you knowing Jesus. The call is you coming to be the highest version of who he created you to be. You need freedom to be who God made you to be. I can't help it. Let's go to this next one. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. There it is. There's the religious people. You ever get around religious people? Have you ever been in a church? You ever walk in a church and they're looking at how you're dressed and there's no real love on there for you? I don't care who walks in that door, you're in the right place. Because it's not me or any of you who are going to tell them how to live. It's the Holy Spirit and God's presence that is going to help them become everything God created them to be. Am I making sense? Religion won't get it. Religion is a bunch of rules and trying to control you. You're never to control people. It's the Holy Spirit and God's presence will get you to a healthy place. Now look, but the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. He was upset because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day." He didn't even want to recognize this woman really got help and was really healed. He didn't want to recognize. He's too caught up in, you got to do this and you got to do that. Am I making sense? That's the way it is. That's religion. I'd rather cross the street with beer-bellied, bourbon-breathed, foul-mouthed, tattooed, long-haired, whatever, than to cross the street with a religious person trying to tell me how to control my life. Are you listening to me today? At least he's being real, right? I like people to be real. Are you with me? So do other people. Now look, catch this. Give me the next one. The Lord then answered him, the guy that was the religious person, and said, "Hypocrite, don't you like you some Jesus? Well, you hypocrite." What's a hypocrite mean? It means stage play actor. False face. We're laughing, but you know what? We're all hypocrites. We've all been hypocrites. Every one of us. You ever hear people say, "Well, I'm not going to that church. That's a bunch of hypocrites over there. Yeah, a bunch of hypocrites in there." Well, by golly, you're one of the biggest ones coming out. Hypocrites. You hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to the water it? To water it? He was letting them know, you do work on the Sabbath watering your donkey. You see that? Now, he's not telling you about watering a donkey. You know he's talking about, right? You ain't got no donkey. Now give me the next one. So, now look. You got to catch this. Ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? We are the seed of Abraham. Abraham is our spiritual father. Jesus was reminding them that she was a daughter of Abraham. In other words, this shouldn't be so, her being in bondage to this infirmity. This shouldn't be so. She should be free if she's Abraham's daughter. You see that? Why Abraham? We are the seed of Abraham. Abraham got it right. In Romans chapter 4 says that Abraham righteousness, he was accounted for righteousness and accredited righteousness and imputed righteousness because he was confident. He was confident that God would perform what he has said, his word. So he was righteous back then. That's how he became our spiritual father. Are you listening to me? Now pay attention. Being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound. See that? That shouldn't be so. That's why Jesus told you, did I talk about that? Jesus said in John chapter 8, he was telling the religious folks, if you were of your father Abraham, you would love me. And he's trying to teach them. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. And they were religious. They said, oh yeah, we're Abraham's children? No, they weren't. They weren't born again yet. Listen. He said, you're of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he's a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe in me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. That's what he told the religious folks. And he said in the same chapter, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make you free to what? To be what God created you to be. And all God created you to be. You see that? So we're Abraham's seed. It talks about it in Galatians 3:29. If you are the seed of Abraham, you've been given the promise. You have the inheritance that he has. You've inherited the promise. Am I making sense? This is the word of God being rightly divided. Now look, back to the Chaldeans. This word Chaldean is, you know what it means? Remember, they were training the Chaldeans. Now look, this is the word Chaldean. It means demon. The word Chaldean, you look it up, get the etymology on it, it means demon. That's what it means. I'm a word nerd. Now look, the root word means to lay waste or destroy. So this spirit is out to destroy and to take from you your identity. Doesn't want you to know who you are. Because you know what? When you know who you are, your true identity, you're a threat. You're a threat to the devil and all he's trying to accomplish. See that? And it also means wanderer. I remember before I was a Christian, before I got saved 42 years ago, I'm wandering around. Yeah, I'm wandering around. What's the meaning to life? I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how to be a husband. I don't know how to do this. Wandering. That's a reality. Who had their influence over me? The Chaldeans. The spirit. Are you catching this? Now look, they just don't influence non-believers. They influence believers. Now watch. Give me Matthew 12:43. This is huge. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Evil spirits like dry places. See, they don't want you watered in the word. Because when you're refreshed and watered in the word, they don't like it. They ain't hanging with that. Jesus said, let him who thirsts come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.